Welcome to Feelings Fitness. I'm your host, Suzanne Bazarko, a yoga teacher, licensed professional counselor, certified mindfulness practitioner, and a mom of two. When I first entered motherhood and started raising a family, I needed something to help me survive the seasons of life, which is why I pulled the Feelings Fitness program that I created in graduate school out of the archives, linked it up with what I learned in yoga teacher training, and boom, the Feelings Fitness formula was born. Yoga plus mindfulness equals emotional well-being. It has worked for me, and I surely hope it works for you and your family too. I am stoked to embark on this journey of sharing yoga and mindfulness with you. It's time to get real about how you feel. It's time to feel fit, mind, body, and spirit. Hello, hello, Suzanne here. Just as last week's episode dropped on a holiday, so does this one. So I promise I'll keep it short but sweet. Last episode, I prepped you for a positive path forward on Christmas Eve. I was able to stay true to my mantra that I created, be prepared, be patient, be present, even while I managed two sick kids. Fevers were high, energy was low, but my daughter still said, best Christmas ever, so I'll consider it a win. Now that they are feeling better, I'm actually not. It's tough to take care of sick kids and not pick up on any germs. So here I am podcasting with a sore throat, but hey, the beat goes on. This episode, I'll be preparing you for a festive New Year's Eve. Here's a little flashback from last New Year's Eve for me. I completely overserved myself and it stole all the joy out of New Year's Day. I will not be repeating that performance. If I were superstitious, I would say that that was foreshadowing for the obstacle-filled year I've had, but I'm not superstitious, and that evening was simply a case of I overserved myself and paid the price the next day. Needless to say, my plan for this New Year's Eve is to take it a bit easier so that January 1, I actually start out feeling good. This episode is a bit of a book review. So 2019 was filled with so much growth for me, and it really is thanks to so many amazing authors who have shared their wise words with the world. I read Girl, Wash Your Face when that one came out, and then that led me to Girl, Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. So the Rise podcast with Rachel Hollis then introduced me to Brendon Burchard and the High Performance Habits, which led me to Amy Porterfield's podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. While listening to her podcast, I was introduced to Marie Forleo, giving me the big idea to give her online course B-School a whirl. Marie Forleo was such an inspiration throughout B-School that I read her book, Everything is Figureoutable. Within B-School, a fellow student led me to the book, The One Thing. The One Thing can convinced me that my one thing is podcasting. So within the B School Facebook group, I found Crystal Prophet, who guided the logistics of my podcasting path, and here I am today. So see how picking up one positive book can snowball into so many wonderful things? As to keep this short and sweet after my long-winded breakdown of how I got to this point, I wanted to pull out a quote or excerpt or two from the top five books of 2019 for me. And I'll share a picture of my stack of books that I have. There are several of them that have guided me throughout the year, but I figured I would pick out my top five and share a little bit of the quotes or excerpts that really resonated with me. I'll start with High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard. The two ideas that resonated the most with me in this book were seek clarity and raise necessity. So here's a little excerpt from the book. It says, our research shows that compared with their peers, high performers have more clarity on who they are, what they want, how to get it, and what they find meaningful and fulfilling. We found that if you increase someone's clarity, you up their overall high performance score. So I used the High Performance Habits Planner at the start of 2019. I scored myself every day and at the end of every month, and I gained a lot of clarity on who I am and what I find meaningful and how that just drives me throughout life. So raise necessity was the next one. And this one just, I find this such an amazing concept, yet super obvious too. You know, if you think about it, what must get done will get done. It's kind of like paying taxes. It's necessary because if you don't, the IRS is going to come after you. So create necessity around the things that you find meaningful and go after them. The next book that guided me through 2019 was Girl Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. And here's something that she says in the book. Because the world needs your spark. The world needs your energy. The world needs you to show up for your life and take hold of your potential. We need your ideas. We need your love and care. We need your passion. We need your business models. We need to watch you rise back up after your failures. We need to see your courage. We need to hear your what if. We need you to stop apologizing for being who you are and become who you are meant to be. And then she also says, when everything is important, nothing is important. I found success when I learned to focus, and focus requires choosing one thing. It's hard for first-timers to commit to only one area when they're passionate about growth. What they don't realize is that a goal is like a harbor. When the tide rises in the harbor, all the boats rise. That little excerpt leads me really, segues really nicely into the next book, which is called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. The book starts off with this quote, "If you chase two rabbits, you will not catch either," Russian proverb. And in the book, a quote, an excerpt from the book, "Your big one thing is your purpose, and your small one thing is the priority you take action on to achieve it. The most productive people start with purpose and use it like a compass. They allow purpose to be the guiding force in determining the priority that drives their actions. This is the straightest path to extraordinary results." And that excerpt segues me really nicely into the next book, which is Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo. This segues so nicely because I will say that throughout Marie Forleo's B-School program that I went through, she really drives home this idea of building a business around purpose, a purpose-driven business. And without that purpose, nothing else really matters. And really, you're not going to find success, sustainable success, when you don't have a real solid purpose for doing what it is that you're doing. Her quote that is, you know, her kind of tagline, I love this so much. It is, "The world needs that special gift that only you have." And she goes on to say, "It's true and you know it. You've known this since you were little. You've sensed that there's something special inside of you, something distinct and extraordinary that you and only you came here to create and express. Trust that feeling. It's your life force, your genius, your destiny screaming to be realized." And for the final book that has been a guiding force throughout my 2019 is a book called Raising Good Humans by Hunter Clark Fields. And the final book that has been a guiding force throughout 2019 for me is Raising Good Humans by Hunter Clark Fields. I started listening to Hunter's podcast, Mindful Mama, back in the day, actually when I was first starting to teach yoga. And she had a podcast that was geared, I want to say it was called Yoga Stories. Then she shifted into this Mindful Mama podcast, which was a good transition for me. It was something that resonated with me. So not only the yoga, but also the idea of being a mom. So anyway, I found Hunter really when I was working on creating my yoga business. And when she shifted into the Mindful Mama podcast, I found it super helpful as well. So I've kind of followed along with her journey, and she recently came out with a book that has been very meaningful for me in this year as I continue to figure out how to raise my own good humans. So a quote from Raising Good Humans, "Mindfulness meditation is the stealth tool that will make all the difference in calming down your reactivity. Mindfulness meditation can significantly change how reactive our brains are over time. So mindfulness meditation is intentionally training our attention to be in the present moment, non-reactive, and non-judgmentally curious. So my one thing professionally is creating a podcast sharing my passion for the benefits of yoga and mindfulness. My one thing personally is raising good humans. And what will your one thing be in 2020? Will you use purpose as your compass? I wish you a prosperous 2020 filled with a gusto to go after big dreams and big goals. I hope you found this episode enlightening. If you like it, please be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. The more people we have engaged in this conscious conversation, the better. You can find everything related to this episode over at www.feelingsfitness.com. And as always, some of the best content comes up after the show in the Facebook group. So be sure to join over there as well. Until we chat again, feel fit, mind, body, and spirit.